It's business time. It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's the download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, tonight, I'm very excited to launch a new segment here on the show. It's called The Download on Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. It's a weekly segment where we talk shop with Chicago area business owners because the town has a long history of being an economic engine, not just for the Midwest, but for the whole country. And that hasn't changed as Chicago entrepreneurs continue to grow their businesses, and we want them to share their stories to help better understand ours. Tonight, we kick off with a perfect first guest. Dhruv Saxena, his company is called Ship Bob. Not only is Ship Bob a local small business, but their goal is to help other small businesses. Ship Bob is a shipping solution for business. Any business owner will tell you that the world of e-commerce and shipping can be overwhelming and have an impact on the bottom line. This in part because of the giants like Amazon or Walmart. They've created an expectation with customers that if you order something online, it will be on your doorstep within days, not weeks, and in some cases, hours. And that's where ShipBob comes in, to try and help small businesses move their wares in a speed that customers expect in 2017. ShipBob rocked the business world today as they announced they've raised $17.5 million to expand. And they're hoping to double their workforce in the next year. This after opening warehouses on the West Coast in LA and San Francisco, to add to their New York and Chicago hubs as well. Dhruv Saxena is the co-founder and CEO of ShipBob, and he is my guest tonight. Dhruv, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Justin, thank you for having me.
All right, so let's get into this. This idea, which is brilliant, came out of another business that you were involved in. Explain how this concept came about.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was me and my co-founder, Divay, and we graduated from our school and we came down to Chicago. And while we had our full-time jobs, we were always experimenting with other ideas. So one of the business ideas we were experimenting with was this concept of, you know, people have photos on their cell phone and they want to print and mail it to their friends and family. So instead of walking to a CVS or a Walgreens, you literally text the photo to us. And we both had an engineering background, so we had a bot running on the phone. So essentially, you would text the photo to us, our bot would print that photo, and then mail it to your friends and family.
Great.
And so this was great. You know, we didn't have to do too much work.
Right. Simple idea,
yeah. Everything was sort of automated for us. Like, the pictures would get printed. The only physical piece of it was actually going to the post office and mailing your pictures out. And because we had a full-time jobs, we really did not want to spend our time doing the packaging and the mailing. And so we said, okay, how do other small e-commerce businesses figure out their packaging and the shipping, right? And we realized that there really isn't a good solution. And that got us thinking. So we would stand outside the post office at Willis Towers basement, and we would have a form, and we would ask people walking into that post office, like, how much would you pay if we came to your office and picked up the package that you wanted to ship, and we would package it for you? And people say, oh, that sounds like a great idea. We would pay you X amount of dollars. And we say, okay, maybe there is a business here.
Because as a small business, when you were doing this business, you saw others doing the same thing. They'd be at the post office, like, you know, like spending their time actually putting packages together.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why there's always a long line at the post office, right? And I don't know how many people like enjoy going to the post office. So.
Well, I mean, let's talk about this, because what did you know about shipping? What did you have to do to get into that business? Because I would assume that would be a difficult logistical nightmare. I mean, just the idea of understanding how shipping works and you know, applying your small business acumen to it.
That's so true, right? So because we didn't know how this was supposed to be done, we just did it. I guess not knowing is actually a major advantage as long as you're willing to learn. So we didn't know a whole lot about shipping, but what we realized that if we talked to, like, we knew the people who would need our service because we were our own customers in a lot of ways. So we did a lot of surveys and research around, like, is there enough of a market? Once we actually build our product, would there be enough people who would use the service? So I guess that was one of our learnings, that, you know, we fell in love with this problem and not really with the solution. So when you fall in love with the problem, then you are able to look at various different solutions to solve it. So that allowed us to iterate over a large number of solutions before arriving at
the
one which works.
Yeah, that's interesting. As someone with business background and engineering background, I mean, is that really what draws you to the idea of small business or being an entrepreneur, the idea of solving problems?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right. So as an engineer, you're taught to, like, creatively solve problems, and then shipping seemed like a massively unsolved problem. So this was a great way for us to put our engineering heads together and figure out a large number of solutions which would work. So the current iteration of Shibob, it's not like we arrived on it on day zero, but now it's always been evolving, and we've assembled a very, very intelligent set of people who help us constantly, you know, take the solution
well
forward.
It started, and I find this very fascinating, the idea that it started just in Chicago within a 5-mile radius. You really had to test the idea if you had the manpower, the wherewithal, and if there was actually a supply and demand for this kind of thing.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I remember like the first order we got, we took an Uber to pick up the item from this person's office, and it cost us more in that Uber ride than to actually ship the package. So we quickly realized that Uber is not going to be the way to make this work. Though, because we had some very, very loyal customers who were, you know, shipping out like their own e-commerce items through us, they told us like, hey, you guys are always coming to my office to pick up the same items from my office. Why don't you just store a little bit of my product at your office? And when I get orders, I'll just let you know, and you guys just package and ship it out from your office.
I mean, you would assume that would be the turning point in the business, the idea that you could be a house for the actual product and you could be in control of how it gets shipped.
Oh, absolutely, right. So once we got that insight, I think it changed our business overnight, because now we went from just being a very convenient solution, just a convenience factor, to actually helping these e-commerce businesses run their business better, right? So that allowed us to create some very sophisticated inventory management tools, order management tools, stuff which businesses need to run their entire e-commerce operations. That got us thinking into how do bigger companies like Amazon manage all their orders, which really expanded our vision.
Well, okay, so let's do this. Let's take a quick break. Dhruv Saxena is the co-founder and CEO of Shipbob. They kind of rocked the business world today with the announcement. It was in the Tribune. It was in Blue Sky. They've raised $17.5 million to essentially expand this the business, the shipping business, to help small businesses with shipping to compete with the customer's expectations, really.
Yep.
Let's continue the conversation. We'll talk about what it looks like to expand this and what's the need as more and more retailers skip brick and mortar and go right to the e-commerce world. Dhruv Saxena on the Download on Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. Stay with us.
It's business time.
It's the Download on Chicago Business. Dhruv Saxena is the co-founder and CEO of Shipbob. They're in the news today as they have raised $17.5 million to expand their shipping solution company, essentially to give shipping options to small businesses to take the challenges of e-commerce out of some small businesses' hands. You know, as you expand a business like this, go from, like we talked about, just a light bulb idea where you're not even making enough money to cover the Uber.
Yeah.
To expanding to New York, to LA, to San Francisco, to open warehouses. What are the challenges in doing that? Because it seems that that wasn't necessarily the first inkling or idea that you had for this business.
Yeah, right. So that's such a great question, because ultimately, what we are trying to do is help our e-commerce businesses run their business better. So one of the ways that they can effectively manage their business is if they can get their e-commerce orders delivered to their customers faster. So it was almost like, okay, if we need to add more value for our clients, what do we need to do? And opening up fulfillment centers to satisfy that need seems super obvious. So the strategy around there is like, how do we get our fulfillment centers located such that we are able to cover like the maximum number of people in the shortest time frame possible.
I can't even imagine. I mean, if it were me and my buddy, and we were like, "All right, we're gonna do a business," and hey, shipping's a great idea. Let's get into it. Yeah, we'll pick stuff up from the post office for you to fulfillment centers and you know warehouses in New York City and Los Angeles and San Francisco. I mean, beyond just the scope of it and understanding how you have to organize your business, talk about just the challenges of expanding it. I mean, you have to have employees in those fulfillment centers, and you have to you essentially have gone from two guys in an Uber to, you know, you have hundreds of people that are working for you.
Yeah, no. So one of the early things that we realized was that we just have to make sure we hire people who are way smarter than we are, right? And that makes our life so much easier, because then they can make all those hard decisions and I can be here. Right? every single city that we've expanded into, like, we have a team of like of three or four folks who go into every city, and they are so married into the culture of Shibab that they know exactly who to hire and mm-hmm. what to look out for. So they are able to make those hiring decisions, which are very, very consistent with the way that we would have hired and expanded their team. So sitting in Chicago and trying to micromanage your team in LA or in San Francisco is never going to work, but you just have to trust that the people that you have on the ground there are basically living the culture and, you know, have the same ethos around Shibab, which you do. And I think that's right. a strategy to win.
You know, as you compete with standards, you know, customer standards, I mean, we've seen over time, just in the last 10 years, Amazon, even I would even say the 5 years, Amazon has found a way, even Walmart, to improve upon their systems. Mm-hmm. They, I mean, with fulfillment centers and drones and trucks and everything, and even some of the other models, I think of Zappos and the way that they've revolutionized buying shoes. And what they do with shipping, the idea that you can ship back, you can move. I mean, the customer's expectation of a purchase online has changed dramatically. How much do you as a shipping business have to stay with those trends, understand what the new wrinkles are for what the customer wants online?
Right. So for our clients, they absolutely realize that they are not just competing amongst themselves. They're also competing against the big boys of Amazon, Walmart, and Target. So for them to win their customers over, they have to delight them. And some of the ways of delighting your customer is through faster delivery, right? Nobody wants to get their packages arrive, like, you know, delay. They want it right now. So we are helping our clients get those packages delivered faster. One of the other ways is that because you are a small to mid-sized e-commerce business, using Shibab, you have an opportunity of demonstrating your brand. So we allow our clients to use their own custom branded boxes. We allow them to put in a thank you card and stuff like that.
So it's not the Amazon box.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. So is like the box, which is like almost like an experience. So when you buy something from one of our merchants, because our merchants care so much about the brand, the box and everything inside the box absolutely represents what they stand for. So that would not be possible, you know, if you were just selling on Amazon.
It was mentioned today in the Trib that you guys were able to secure $17.5 million in funding. When I think about where we're at, because that is coupled with, if you were in the newspaper as well, story after story about retail and the brick and mortar situation getting more and more dire when it comes to the business landscape. Talk about, I mean, you... There's an acceleration to this business, mostly because as more and more retail shifts to the e-commerce world,
right,
there are going to be more and more people who are going to get in the shipping business. Mm-hmm. Do you recognize that as a CEO? Do you recognize that you have to be not only first to market to compete with the Amazons and the Walmarts and the Targets, like you mentioned, but that there will be other startups that are going to get in this game too?
Absolutely, yeah. So as a startup, you're always wary of competition, but I think if you keep worrying about competition, you'll always be like a fast follower and not a leader. So for us, as our team grows, it's very, very important for us internally to not think about what the competition is doing, but start thinking around what are the different ways that will add value to our clients. And if you keep thinking on those lines, you'll always be sort of ahead, or you'll be, you know, indifferent to what your customer is doing, because our customers already know what they want, and it is our job to help them get that. So irrespective of what our competition strategy is, we just have to follow our client strategy, which is getting their packages delivered faster. So doing that allows us to be, you know, not concerned about competition.
My last question really has to do, I mean, you've written about this as well. I mean, a shipping company like Shibab doesn't have to be in Chicago. It could be in Silicon Valley. It could be in New York. There are a lot of different places that a shipping company startup could operate. But you chose Chicago. You came out of University of Illinois. You chose the idea of being here in town. What drew you here? And what keeps you here?
Well, we love the weather, especially during the summer months.
Yeah, summer, sure.
No, but so my co-founder actually went to U of I. I went to Purdue. So we both like went to schools here. So when you're starting a startup, it's super important that you have your first set of customers really close to you, because your first set of customers are not going to be, you know, the real customer. They're going to be your friends, family, or your mom and your dad. So it was easier for us to find a first customers here because they're right here. And we can, you know, make the feedback loop way faster. Mm-hmm. And then as we expanded the team, In the Valley, for example, on like where every other company is a startup, like the kind of people you attract are very different. because they're just in it to figure out if their startup is going to grow really quickly. If so, then they're in it for the ride. Otherwise, they don't really have that, you know, that...
They're not looking to sustain a business necessarily. They're just looking for something to sell.
For something really quick. But at ShipBob, the people that we attracted right from day one were in it for the very, very long run. And they believed in the mission and the why we were doing it. So we were able to attract the right set of investors and the right people.
Great first download on Chicago business. Dhruv Saxena is the co-founder and CEO of ShipBob, a local company that is revolutionizing shipping solutions for small businesses. Dhruv, pleasure to meet you, and congratulations on your success, and continue.
Thank you so much for having me.